When Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar signed Ruthie's Law in 2017, the hope was to hold nursing homes more accountable. It mandated they report abuse-related incidents to the county twice a year and show proof they disclose inspection ratings to prospective clients. It also said they have to notify families within 2 hours of their loved one being hospitalized, as Poloncar explained when he signed the law.
And this will spur, we believe, the nursing facilities to increase their accountability in the work that they do.
Now, over 2 years later, it's hard to say what, if any, impact it's had. Just one-third of Erie County's 36 nursing homes complied with Ruthie's Law in the most recent reporting period. Over the four reporting periods so far, nursing homes complied at a rate of less than 40%.
That's very disturbing to know that they can't comply with what they're supposed to be complying with.
That's Carol Kushnai. Her mom, Ruth Murray, is the Ruthie in Ruthie's Law. 3 years ago, Murray was severely beaten after wandering into a fellow dementia patient's room at a now-closed Buffalo nursing home. That facility, Emerald South, originally told Murray's family she had just a bump and a scratch, that she would be released from the hospital shortly. Murray was actually in critical condition and died 3 days later.
If they're hiding something, you know, that's the reason they're not complying. What are they hiding? What's going on behind closed doors?
David Shank, Commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, says he's frustrated too. Under Ruthie's Law, he's the one who's supposed to be receiving reports from nursing homes twice a year.
I think it's a matter of transparency. You know, if these agencies want to demonstrate that they're transparent in reporting and that they respect local government, they would report, you know, and they would comply with Ruthie's Law.
The nursing homes say it's not that simple. Randy Gerlach is president and CEO of Schofield Care in Buffalo, one of the nursing homes not complying. He's also vice chair of the New York State Health Facilities Association. Gerlach says nursing homes aren't ignoring Ruthie's Law because they don't care about what happened to Ruth Murray. They're ignoring it because
it's duplicative of what we're already doing.
State law already mandates nursing homes report abuse, injuries, and negligence deaths to the State Department of Health. Western New York's 74 nursing homes reported 123 of these incidents to the state in 2016.
Quite honestly, if we have to report these things already, it takes time away from other critical things that we might be able to do.
Gerlach also notes inspection ratings, required by Ruthie's Law to be shared with clients, are already available on federal, state, and county websites. Plus, without repercussions, the nursing homes don't have any reason to comply. Ruthie's Law says the county can fine nursing homes up to $2,000 and can subpoena their records, but neither has happened. Attorneys with the State Health Facilities Association say that's probably because neither action would hold up in court. They point to Section 2812 of New York Public Health Law, which says counties can't make regulations for hospital facilities. In essence, they say Ruthie's Law is invalid and unenforceable. They've voiced these concerns ever since Poloncar introduced it. A campaign ad on Poloncar's Twitter page praises Ruthie's Law, but Poloncar declined to be interviewed for this story. His spokesperson says the county executive believes government has a responsibility to protect its citizens, and he remains hopeful nursing homes will follow the law. During last week's candidate debate, Poloncar was asked about Ruthie's Law and other county services already covered by the state. He addressed the other redundancies, but not Ruthie's Law.
What my administration has done is ensure that we're focusing and protecting the people of this community.
Kushnai would like to see the county go after nursing homes by subpoenaing their records. She feels transparency is a life or death issue.
They need to step up and find out what is going on. No family should ever have to go through what my family went through. No one should lose their loved one in a devastating way that my mother was murdered in the nursing home.
It's unclear what the county will do going forward, but the next reporting date is December 31st. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.